This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Earlier this week, I believe I teased the story about Kim Jong-un, who has sort of disappeared from prominence, from what I understand, over in North Korea. Or at least there's some controversy over whether or not he's still in charge of the country. Some are saying that he hasn't been in charge for several months, the bulk of the year, from what I understand.
I've heard nearly a year.
It's Ian and Daryl in the studio here with you tonight. We'll be joined by Ellen here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in whichever way is best for you. And if you're going to hit us up on Skype, you do need to send a contact request first, which will be ultimately approved. So once again, that's lrn.fm on Skype and toll-free 855-450-FREE. As we will jump into the story here from North Korea, I definitely want to talk about that. And then also, our very own Derek J. Freeman has had a ticket dismissed in court, which is wonderful news. It's the whole idea of not taking the plea deal. We talked about that briefly earlier this week, so we'll share that with you. But let's jump into this. From Vice.com, Daryl, you've got the story.
Yeah, so this article actually came out just a few hours ago, so it is, you know, breaking news of sorts. They write, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has not been seen in public since September 3rd, and today, for the first time, he did not take part in the annual commemoration of the foundation of the Korean Workers' Party.
Huh.
Meanwhile, on October 3rd, three of the highest-ranking officials in the country made a surprise visit to the closing ceremonies of the 2014 Asian Games in Incheon, South Korea, when they agreed with, or rather, where they agreed with South Koreans to resume the inter-Korean dialogue that has been suspended for several years.
So people from North Korea's government actually went to South Korea and talked to folks.
Yes, and they agreed to resume the inter-Korean dialogue.
Amazing.
Right. I mean, so
that sounds like progress.
It's been, what, nearly 50 years? There's just been this sort of ceasefire without the official ending of the Korean War.
Yeah, I guess technically they're still at war, right?
Yes, technically they are.
There's the there's always the videos of the border crossing zone,
the DMZ,
where the North Korean guys are staring down the South Korean guys, and it looks very, very intense.
Well, and they also have three North Koreans for every person on the southern side of the border.
Oh, really?
Because they can't just trust one guy to stand there watching the North Korean border. Because what happens if that guy decides, I don't want to be in North Korea anymore? So they have three. They have, and they create sort of this prisoner's dilemma sort of scenario. So instead of just me and you standing on the border, because we might both agree to, hey, let's take off and run.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a third person that keeps an eye on both of them. And then they keep an eye on him, and
not exactly the prisoner's dilemma, but I get where you're
right. But it's that same sort of scenario.
Well,
to
it
where
be considered a show of force too, like, oh, we have three times the military that you do.
That's not the reason.
Okay.
There was a documentary that I had watched several years ago, and they actually explained the reason why there's three on each side, and the formation that they have them standing in. You can tell because there's two that are looking directly at one another and past to make sure that, nobody's trying to sneak south.
Yeah.
And then the third one is keeping an eye on both of them and making sure nobody tries to sneak in from South Korea.
Wow.
So the article here continues. It says,
please.
It is strange for Kim to be out of view for this long, While he's avoided public appearances in the past, he's never done so for a whole 5 weeks. It's even stranger that North Korean television told viewers that Kim is, quote, suffering physical discomfort. Normally, North Korean media simply does not discuss the health of the leader.
Well, because he's, you know, he's almost an immortal to many of the people there, and that's sort of the official viewpoint of the North Korean state, is that these people, he and his father and grandfather before that, are tantamount to gods.
Right. That they are. So the fact that North Korean media is actually mentioning his health.
Right, state-run media, yeah.
You know, that says something right there. The article continues. It says, senior defectors have said that for some time, Kim Jong-un has been a public figurehead, while the real power has been exercised by the shadowy Organization and Guidance Department of the Korean Workers' Party. The visit to Incheon, too, was strange for several reasons. It is most unusual for North Korea to make an unannounced visit of any kind, let alone a visit south by such senior officials. Moreover, as a senior director pointed out, the visitors' behavior was odd. They smiled and chatted, which North Korean emissaries are not supposed to do.
Oh, wow.
The delegation leader appeared in a military uniform, which North Korea regards as a concession for special occasions. The delegation arrived with bodyguards, a privilege normally reserved in North Korea for the top leader, and did not gush the kind of praise of Kim Jong-un that would be expected. So what is going on? Nobody outside of Pyongyang knows for certain, and perhaps not too many people in Pyongyang know either. Mm. But we may be witnessing significant change in North Korea. It seems unlikely that Kim's absence really is due to poor health. If, as has been rumored, he had fractured his ankle, he could have still been filmed seated during the recent session of the Supreme People's Assembly that he missed. Huh. Even if he were so seriously ill as to be unable to appear at all for this amount of time, the regime could have disguised the fact, as it did with his father when he was sick. Because remember, there was that long period of time before Kim Jong-il died where he was sick, and people knew he was sick, but the state-run media was making up all of these excuses.
Now, presumably, this is speculation, and it's speculation based on them talking to, you know, North Korean defectors and experts and folks like
and
that.
Foreign top officials who have defected.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is still speculative, but I mean, I wonder what the speculation would be if they're not showing him. They're saying he's sick or he's injured.
Right.
But they're not showing him in the hospital or whatever, because sometimes they'll do that stuff, like with Castro, you know, at one point they show him in the hospital.
Yes, yes.
He's getting better, you know, that kind of thing, to sort of rally the country. Where would he be then? Like, you know, he's probably not in a work camp. Are they forcing him to stay out of the public view and he's just chilling somewhere? Where is this guy?
He's probably in one of his many presidential palaces or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're just saying, like, all right, Kim, stay in here.
Yeah.
Don't come out.
Here's some video games, Tubby. You stay there.
Yeah. So the article says that it seems more likely that his absence is due to politics, not health. If Kim Jong-un has indeed been shunted aside, then whoever has replaced him has not moved into the limelight. Nobody has taken his place in visits to factories and military units. These visits appear simply to have stopped. Some have suggested that he's been effectively replaced by his younger sister, Kim Yo-jong, who, as a mere woman, would not be seen as a credible public figurehead in North Korea.
Oh, sorry, Ellen's here.
Oh, hi, everyone. How can you trust a woman with that kind of responsibility? I mean, really, what is she going to do with all that money? Spend it on shoes? That'll help North
Korea.
Does
North Korea have money?
Oh, there's money in
there's money for the elite, I'm sure.
The article continues, it says, but the evidence for this seems very slight. On the other hand, senior defectors have said that for some time, Kim Jong-un has been a public figurehead. And there's more.
All right, I definitely want to hear more about this, because I find North Korea to be fascinating. We'll come back with that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-453. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. This is Free Talk Live.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Beautiful. Bellwood flooring just got even better with twice the scratch resistance and four times the abrasion resistance of other brands. And right now, Lumber Liquidators has exclusive deals on Bellwood with savings up to 40%. Choose from over 140 varieties, including Brazilian cherry, American walnut, even Bellwood's hot new matte finish that gives you that oil finished look without all the maintenance, all with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. First ever 36-month financing is available. But hurry, these amazing deals end Tuesday.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
John said I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-453, or join us via Skype. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. You can also find us online at freetalklive.com and get interactive there on the website. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
Alan.
And Daryl.
And you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there simply by going to coffee.freetalklive.com and get signed up for BuzzBox. BuzzBox is shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee. And they're doing great work because we've teamed up with BuzzBox and Kiva to provide microloans to people all around the world looking to make a better life for themselves. The way we do this microloan thing is every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, that allows us to fund one new microloan to help make a better life for somebody, again, in a real tough part of the world. So coffee.freetalklive.com, all you have to do is pay the shipping cost. You get your first pound free, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. So coffee.freetalklive.com. Daryl, you have a story from Vice.com, which seems to be like the real go-to location for news about North Korea. They've done some amazing reporting out of North Korea on video. Of course, Vice really kind of, at least it came onto my radar when they first started putting these videos out. And in fact, I think it was their North Korean video was my first Vice video that I ever watched, and been a fan ever since of their work. The Vice documentaries from North Korea are well worth watching. There's three of them, I think, now at this point. And you should, if you're interested at all in North Korea, their perspective and what they do when they go there is absolutely fascinating. I highly recommend it. So you've got a story that's breaking. It was just posted hours ago.
Yes.
From Vice.com, suggesting that Kim Jong-un, who is the, was he the son?
He's the son of Kim Jong-il, isn't he?
Son of Kim Jong-il.
Right. Technically, his title is Marshal.
Okay.
Because Kim Il-sung...
Grandfather.
His grandfather was the supreme leader. His father was...
Dear leader?
Well, no, they're all... Whoever's in charge is dear leader.
Okay.
Beloved leader? Are there different levels of dear and beloved that we name them?
General, so they have military ranks.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you know, the general and then whatever's below general and...
The duke.
His, Kim Jong-un is called the marshal. Like, that's his rank, is marshal.
Doesn't sound as high up as general.
It's not.
Right.
It's a level below.
He was really, I mean, just from the get-go out there, he essentially was screwed, right? Because he doesn't have the same reputation that his grandfather and father
or his
did.
Father, because he didn't grow up in Korea. Like, he was sent to private
school somewhere in Europe, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know,
not only that, hasn't he been less of a devoted leader than the previous ones?
What do you mean by devoted?
I remember reading something a few years ago when he first gained power about how irresponsible he was being with it.
He did sort of come across as a young, bratty guy. I mean, he is, what is it, is he even his 30s? Yeah, I think he's
in his 20s. I don't think
so. So he's kind of, and he's also pudgy, you know, so he weighs a lot more than the average North Koreans who aren't
eating. Right, there's the meme that has been going around on the internet that says, it's tough being the fat kid in school, it's even tougher being the only fat kid in your country.
Yes, he appears to be very well fed. And well taken care of, and really wasn't in public light much at all before his dad started to sort of drift away in health. Then they sort of brought him out of nowhere, and so he hasn't had the same level of appearance and ability to really propagandize the people there. They haven't been raised. They've been raised to worship Kim Il Sung's statue and
right.
Kim Jong Il as well as these godlike people. And that whole god transition just didn't really play out for him.
Well, everybody already has the pictures of the previous leader. Like, they're not going to replace all of them.
Right. And so then you've also got...
Well, no, you don't replace the picture of
one.
Previous leader.
You just place it next to your old one?
You just add to your collection. Picture. Yes.
Eventually you have a gallery of leaders.
It's not like they have anything else up on their walls in their house. They have to have pictures of the dear leader up there. So, yeah, they get plenty of room for that. So, you know, he comes on board, and of course he doesn't have any kids, from what I understand.
Right.
So there's no successor at this point.
Well, he's also not married.
Right. So there's no successor at this point, and the people who are in this, what was the OGD, was it?
The Organization for The Organization and Guidance Department.
Yeah, so these people, the military guys there, are, you know, they're seeing this as their opportunity to seize some power for themselves.
Right. So
you think the military is going to stage a coup after he dies? And
no,
they're going to be leading, or are they?
There's actually
happened already.
Right.
Already.
That's the claim, is that the coup may have already happened. The article here continues. It says it is possible that the OGD has decided to remove Kim Jong-un as a figurehead.
But that would make it very unstable. Wouldn't there be somebody to rise to the top? And who's that going to be?
One of the OGD, I would imagine.
Right, like it's pretty much, it seems as though it's sort of a military junta style of control.
Or they may rule by board. I mean, there may not be a single person that rises to the top.
Right, that's why I'm saying it's sort of a military junta-style thing, to where there's not one person, it's a collective. And Vice says that there are seemingly several reasons to remove Kim Jong-un as a figurehead. North Korea has struggled for more than a year to find a source of money to replace aid from China that was reduced following North Korea's third nuclear test in February of last year. Mm. The regime probably needs that aid to secure the political loyalty of the Pyongyang elite. Although they now enjoy much better access to restaurants, coffee houses, and consumer goods than they did a few years ago, they have been steadily learning how poor they are compared to the Chinese,
yeah,
let alone compared to the South Koreans, and are demanding more goodies that the regime is struggling to provide. Mm. The regime has tried to secure significant investment from Russia, and senior North Korean officials have toured other countries in Europe trying to find money there, too. Both efforts have failed, and it is hard to see where the regime could now turn for financial assistance other than South Korea. Perhaps Kim resisted reaching out to the arch rival, and the OGD decided that for the regime as a whole to survive, Kim had to go. Some have said that if there was a coup, bloodless or otherwise, then we should observe movements of people and the military that do not seem to be occurring. A classic coup might provoke such movements, but a silent takeover by the OGD probably would not. The North Korean military is under the command of the Korean Workers' Party, and if the OGD decides to take Kim out of the limelight, it would be simple to instruct the party to order the military to carry on as usual. And with the OGD continuing to run the country, it would be business as usual for North Korean civilians.
Well, I think it's interesting, and I presume there's more to the story?
Not much. There's like another two paragraphs.
I think this is fascinating, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. They're already reaching out to South Korea, which is an unprecedented
yes,
thing to have happen over there. And of course, it's not going to work out that they're just going to be able to get subsidies from other countries. If they really want prosperity, they're going to have to give people more freedom.
Yes.
Whether they're willing to do that or not remains to be seen. More coming up.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited here to take control of the airwaves. We've got more coming up about North Korea. What is happening over there? Is Kim Jong-un still in charge? Or is he just a figurehead, or is he even a figurehead now? He's been out of public view for 5 weeks. Is he even alive? Or is he being kept in some sort of room with a bunch of video games to keep him busy? Big little boy, essentially, an adult child running a country there. We'll find out more about that. 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Our toll-free numbers are brought to you by ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network. They encrypt your internet connection, meaning that your internet service provider, which right now is probably saving all of your surfing history, will no longer know what you're doing online once you start using ProXPN. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can get started there for free. Download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, Linux users, so it's a little different for you, but it's pretty easy to get hooked up with Linux as well. ProXPN.com/FTL. So you can try it out for free, but when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can connect to, the ability to privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites, sign up with code FTL50. And you'll save 50% off the price of their annual account for the lifetime of your account. So, again, that's FTL50. And then there's also a different code for those of you who want to pay with Bitcoin. You'll get an even better discount on the annual plan with code FTLBTC. That's FTLBTC. And that'll save you 62% off of that annual account as well. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL And don't forget to use promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC and get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. I want to talk more about Kim Jong-un and North Korea in a moment here, but we actually have an international call from Cameroon, Africa. We've got Akko on the line with us. Akko, are you with us?
Yeah, hello, Freeman.
Hey, welcome. You're on with Ian and Ellen and Daryl, and you are calling us from Bamenda there in Cameroon. So
yes, I am calling you from the northwest region, of which the capital is called Bamenda.
Excellent. It's great to have you. You sound great, by the way. So welcome back to Free Talk Live. For our listeners who've been listening over the past few months, you may remember Akko called us to kind of talk about how he and a bunch of other folks are listening to Free Talk Live and LRN.FM out there in Cameroon, because the free-to-air satellite systems are very, very popular in that country. So what else is on your mind, Akko? Go ahead.
Yeah, Freeman. Right now, you have more than 200 listeners in Cameroon.
Fantastic.
They are receiving your signal through the satellite.
Thank you for that.
Unfortunately, internet here is unaffordable. People are hardly connected to the internet. Our government has made the internet too expensive, such that people should not be exposed to the outside world. That's why you have listeners who cannot interact with you.
How are you connected to the internet? Are you? I know you teach at a school there. How do you get online?
Yeah, right now I spend about $10 to get this connection right now rather than talking to you here. The connection here is too expensive and unaffordable. Not everyone can really afford it.
Now, when you say $10, is that $10 per month? How do they bill that?
No, here you buy your time in volume.
Uh-huh.
What I've bought now is 2 gigabytes, which is $10.
So once you run through the 2 gigabytes, then you got to pay for more bandwidth.
Yes, you got to pay again for more.
Okay, gotcha.
The more data you download or you use, that's how it exhausts your time.
And who are you? Who's the company that's providing it? Is the government themselves, or is it a cell phone company? Who's doing that there?
It's a cell phone company. MTN is a South African company.
Do they have any competitors, or are they the only option?
They have only one competitor, which is Orange, another French company. But we also have a national company here, Camtel, Cameroon Telecommunications. But the government has done everything to make telecommunication in Cameroon impossible, because taking for instance that when the Arab Spring started, they were referring to it as Facebook Revolution. So our government here feels that if people are connected to the internet, people will be exposed to outside ideas,
right,
and they will get to criticize the government and even stand up against the government.
A reasonable concern from the government's perspective. So they've decided that they don't want their own Arab Spring happening in Cameroon, so make it very, very difficult to get people online.
So how is it that they're making it difficult? Are they...
It's expensive. It's just prohibitively expensive.
So they're just prohibiting any other company from springing up?
It's too expensive. Imagine in the U.S. buying 2 gigabytes of data for $10. I think if you compare our economic level here, you realize that we are
to the U.S.
dominantly
in the United States. That doesn't seem crazy for the United States, but in Cameroon the GDP is much lower. I mean, the average person
Can you imagine in Cameroon more than 85% of the population lives below $1 per day.
Right. Yeah.
So we are dominantly a poor country. We have nothing to do when it comes to anything to do with wealth or a higher income level.
Yeah, $10. I mean, that's a lot of working if you're working in Cameroon.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I've been packing this money for some time just to take part in this show. Do you remember the last time I took part on Free Talk Live? It was when I was in Chad, right in July.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, you were calling us from a location where you only had power because someone was able to run a generator to where you could
For me, I live in Ndop. Let me spell it. N-D-O-P.
Okay.
But I have to travel 40 kilometers from Dob to come to Bamenda just to be connected to the internet.
40 kilometers. Now, was it 2.2 miles per kilometer or 2.2 kilometers per mile? I always forget.
10 kilometers is
2.2
like
kilometers
6 miles.
Per mile.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's quite a ways. So you've traveled quite a ways, and you've spent quite a bit of money just to come and talk to us tonight. I really appreciate that.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. You know what I'd love to do is send you some. Do you have a Bitcoin wallet yet, Akko? Because I would love to send you some Bitcoin and, you know, help you pay for this.
We don't use Bitcoins here.
Not yet.
Last time, one of my students asked me that he heard over the radio people were talking about Bitcoins. What is it? You know, I was stuck and I had to go and read about the Bitcoins to answer him that question. In order not to challenge myself as a teacher, I gave it as an assignment. It was when I got to know what Bitcoins was all about. But here in Cameroon, unfortunately, we don't use it.
Well, it would be hard, right? Because you need to have internet access in order to...
Or a cell phone. Because there's the company Coinapult, and they're not paying us to say this, but there's the company Coinapult that they have the technology to where you can send Bitcoin through SMS.
And I'm sure there's people in the chat room that want to send him money as well.
Through a non-smartphone.
Right.
The best thing to do is to send me some dollars, not bitcoins. Bitcoins, yeah, I will not be able to change it or to use it.
But it is hard. The thing with the dollars is it's hard to send those, right? So, like, there's MoneyGram and Western Union.
It is not hard. I can just forward my name to you so that you can send it through Western Union.
But Western Union, I don't know what they're going to charge me to send money to Cameroon, but it is not going to be cheap. You know, there was some news story recently about an African telecom company, a cell phone provider of some sort, and maybe it was MTN. I don't remember. I'm going to have to look it up, see if I can find more information about that. But they had built in Bitcoin into a payment system there to where anybody with this cell phone company could use and send Bitcoin to one another.
You know, there are countries in Africa that are very advanced, like South Africa, Nigeria, Ghana. But what we have here, the president that we have here is not different from the Kim Jong-un that you have been talking about in North Korea.
What's his name there in Cameroon, this scumbag?
We have a president here called Paul Biya. Paul Biya.
I love it. He types it out for me, too. Paul Biya, yes. B-I-Y-A. Can you hang on, Akko? Because I'd love to continue the conversation. I know it's costing you, though.
Okay, no problem.
All right, hang on. We'll come back here in moments with more with Akko from Cameroon, Africa. And it's past midnight there right now, so he's up late for us. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype us, as Akko is doing from Cameroon, where he has traveled 40 kilometers just to find a place where he can get online. He has saved up enough money to purchase some gigabytes on the internet in order for him to talk to us here, which I really appreciate because I find it, you know, the perspective to be fascinating. It's does not sound like a lovely place to live at all. He says the corruption there is terrible, and the internet prices are ridiculous. The government there wants to keep internet out of the hands of the people because they don't want an Arab Spring happening in Cameroon. They don't want people getting ideas and rising up. But one thing the government can't do is they can't jam satellite signals. That's just not possible. There's a satellite up there called Amos 5, and it broadcasts Free Talk Live, and it broadcasts LRN.FM, and it broadcasts Daryl, your show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio on Sundays. And they can listen to that with a very cheap receiver. All you have to do is have a cheap dish and a cheap receiver, and you can receive LRN.FM and Free Talk Live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for no monthly cost. And these things are cheap, cheap, cheap. The equipment costs nothing. So once it's installed, you're good to go. And he says he spread the word. He said he knows of at least 200 people who are active listeners.
Just in Cameroon.
Just in Cameroon of Free Talk Live.
And that's pretty impressive.
It's very exciting.
There's probably a bunch of people in Nigeria, which is one of the neighboring countries, the Central African Republic, which is on the other side, and I did a conversion. 40 kilometers is roughly 25 miles.
25 miles. So that's what he's gone through tonight. And what time is it there, Akko, in Cameroon?
It is exactly 48 minutes past 12 a.m.
So, yeah, it's almost 1 a.m. there, and you're in Bamenda, which is the capital. You've borrowed a friend's laptop. Go ahead.
Mr. Ian, I have an announcement to make.
Please.
Yes, the Liberty Radio Network community here in Cameroon that I've gathered, the listeners, we are planning to come here as a group to come and have maybe a show with you in the near future. That's what we are planning to do.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that sounds like fun because I always enjoy talking to you, and I think that it's a fascinating perspective.
We are going to be about 20 of us who are willing to come here and have a show with you guys.
Interesting. Yeah, I definitely want to hear more about that when you put it together, so I'm sure you'll get in touch with me with details. But I know you were calling about something else tonight because we've kind of gone off into the world of what it's like living in Cameroon. Did you want to comment on the Ebola situation?
Yes, that Ebola situation is one of my concerns. Recently, whatever you find on the mainstream media, what you only hear about Africa is Ebola. Ebola, Ebola. You know, Africa is a continent made up of 52 countries.
Mm-hmm.
If just two countries or three countries are infected with Ebola, it doesn't mean that it is the whole continent that is infected. So the news that these so-called mainstream media are spreading across the globe are not true of Africa. We are a proud people with a diverse cultural heritage. And when we hear things like that, we don't have to sit and fold our arms. We have to reject them. If they don't know much about Africa, they should come here. We are a proud people. It's just that we may be poor compared to other continents. But the stories that we keep hearing about Africa and Ebola, it is not true. Even in Liberia and Sierra Leone, I have friends who are living there. They are living in areas where there are no infections, where nobody has been infected. So we are calling different media outlets to stop spreading these false rumors about Ebola and being an African issue.
Well, I appreciate that, and I hope you don't think we've been spreading those here on Free Talk Live, because I don't think we have at all. But that's what the media does, Akko, right? Like, and they, at least here in the United States, they sensationalize everything. They want people to be scared. In the U.S., there's a story today about somebody made a joke about Ebola on an airplane when the airplane arrived in, I think it was Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
They brought on some sort of hazmat team, and you know, people are freaking out, even though, you know, next to no one has Ebola in anywhere in the United States.
How many Ebola jokes have I made in the past week, Ian?
Time
somebody sniffles, it must be the Ebola.
It must be similar to saying, like, terrorist threat on an airplane or something. I just saw a news headline the other day about Ebola hits 5,000 victims. And 5,000 doesn't seem, like, it seems pretty scary when you read it in a headline like that. But comparing it to the population of Africa alone, that's 1.033 billion people.
Just imagine we have about 52 to 53 countries in Africa. If just two countries are infected, it doesn't mean that the whole planet is infected.
Right.
I am living
right.
in Cameroon. We don't have it in Cameroon. Even though we have cases in Nigeria, the outbreak there has been, it was all over. So the mainstream media should stop circulating this news about Africa and Ebola.
Boy,
they
should
state the countries where there are these ongoing crises.
But they want people to be afraid. They want people to be afraid, so they'll keep tuning in for the latest updates. You know, I saw a neat chart that kind of put Ebola in perspective. They looked at Africa as just a continent in general, and then they listed all the different health problems that people have there. And, of course, Ebola was down at the very, very bottom of the chart with, you know, next to no one suffering from Ebola, whereas AIDS, diarrhea, you know, there's all kinds of
malaria.
There's all kinds of real problems.
Ian,
government.
You know, Mr. Ian.
Yes, sir.
We are not poor in Africa. I quite remember that in the early 90s, Cameroon, our country, was giving financial aid to South Korea in the 90s.
Hmm. You mean North Korea?
South Korea.
I can't imagine South Korea would have needed it in the 90s. They're fairly wealthy over there.
Yes. Cameroon was giving aid, more than $2 million.
Huh.
Getting to $3 million to South Korea for humanitarian aid. Okay, compare our country now to South Korea. You will understand that we are not poor. What is killing us is our government.
Mm-hmm.
A group of individuals who have just made themselves to decide the destiny of millions of people. It doesn't mean that we are poor. In Cameroon here, we have all resources that you can ever think of. We have petrol, we have bauxite, we have rubber, we have banana, we have plantain, we have coffee, all of those things that we are exporting. But at the end of the day, the money ends
in the government's pockets.
This is where the ministers are going to embezzle it.
So of course
they
are.
If we are poor in Africa, the international community should not think that we are inherently poor.
Mm.
But they should look at our government and accuse them of the corruption that is killing and it is derailing the progress of millions of people.
So these government gangsters there in Cameroon, this Paul Biya, how did he take power? What's the story there? Do they claim to even have elections? How does that work there?
Okay, imagine a president who conduct an election and win 76% of the vote. Just imagine.
Wow.
The whole process is going to be rigged. Okay, he took power from Ahmadu Ahidjo, our first president, who was ill and he was incapacitated. He cannot exercise his duty. So he passed power over to Paul Biya in 1982.
Wow, when he's been there that long?
In 1982, when I was not born.
Yeah, I was born in 1980, so that's a long time to hold power. Incredible.
I was born in 1985, so I was born when he was in power. I've grown old. I've done things. Very soon, maybe I will get married and start bearing children while he's there in power. And you know what? He's an old man. He's somebody above 80.
81 years old.
He cannot do anything. More than 82,
yeah.
Getting to 82 years, he can't do anything. He knows nothing about the good of the greatest majority of our country. He's just there, turning one minister from one ministry to the other, and things are getting bad.
Akko, I really appreciate you calling in tonight. Was there anything else you wanted to throw out on the airwaves this evening?
I just want to say I miss you guys. We always want to take part in your show, but it is due to our internet connectivity here that is not always available. We have to travel 40 kilometers to get into contact with you guys.
I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your time and effort tonight, Akko. And we'll see what we can figure out with this whole Bitcoin thing, because I'd much rather send Bitcoin over to you than send MoneyGram. So we got to figure something out there. But thank you for the call tonight, and thanks for traveling all that way.
Thank you very much.
What
about the female voice? Is it Angel Clark?
No, this is Ellen. She's here only on Friday nights.
Ah, okay. I thought it was the Angel Clark. I always listen to the Angel Clark show.
Angel, unfortunately, has had to cut her show back to one show per week. She's now on Wednesdays, and she's on a little bit earlier than before over on LRN.fm.
Last time I was listening to Freedom Fiends.
Yeah, but now you get more Freedom Fiends as a result of that. So, hey, thanks for the call, Akko. Have a good night out there, and get some sleep when you get a chance. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.